Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan. You got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. You join us on Periscope. And joining me today is beautiful Big Shot.
BBB. What's happening? All right.
And my friend, we got a friendly guest in the show today. His name is Terrence. Welcome to the show today, sir.
Hi, I'm Terrence, but I am also known, well, I'm not known yet, but I go by Professor Chin.
Professor Chin?
Yes.
There's
a long story behind that.
What's the story? We got 30 minutes.
Okay. I went to undergrad at a small college called Elizabeth City State University. It's near Kitty Hawk and Nag's Head and all that good stuff. I majored in music recording in undergrad. So I worked with a lot of guys that from like New York and all the Northeast and stuff like that. Well, there was one guy from Harlem that I worked with mostly. And he told me about his experience over one summer where he worked in some studios. And he said, for some reason, it seemed like all the engineers that worked in the studios up there were Asian. So because he worked with me all the time, and I was probably the main guy that worked in the studio, he said, well, you're in the studio all the time like them, so we're just going to give you an Asian name. So they gave me the name Chin Hua. But to make matters more interesting, one of my professors got in on the act, and that's where the Professor Chin came in.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it kind of stuck with me since. So when I go back there for homecomings and stuff, they don't call me Terrence. They, yo, Chin, what's going on? What's up, Professor? And all that good stuff. So that's where I came from. So in my podcast that I do with a young lady named Terry McKenzie, she goes by the nickname T-Money. So we have a podcast called Keeping It 100 with T-Money and Professor Chin.
So T-Money and Professor Chin.
Yes. So we talk about everything from politics, sports, trying to solve the world's problems, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. So you have your own podcast. Where can you listen to it?
Well, we're still in the process of getting the social media platforms and stuff situated, which is why I'm picking your brain to get all that going. But definitely want to get set up on Spreaker, iHeart, all your major social media platforms, all that good stuff. So look for that to come up soon. And thank you for having me on today.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you for being here. And, of course, BSS Carolinas is sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Put your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Era. Attitude Broadcasting. And speaking of social platforms, we are now on Snapchat. BSS Carolinas. Find us on Snapchat. Friend us on Snapchat. Add us to your Snapchat. We would love to snap you.
I'm trying to get going with this Snapchat thing.
You got it. We got to be up on Snapchat. Snapchat is the new social platform now. Twitter's starting to, you know, lose its appeal. Instagram's still cool, but everybody's snapping now, man.
The thing I don't like about Snapchat, you have to put your phone number on the app. So it's like in your phone. It's like, you know.
It's a little creepy.
Right, and you can't log out of Snapchat. You can't log out and let somebody else log in. Because it's tied to your phone number.
That sucks.
Okay.
So, like, if we want to do stuff together, we can't do it.
Wow.
It goes to your account, and that's it.
Hopefully that's a bug that'll work out soon.
We still do have one, so, you know. Yep. But follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas, and watch us on Periscope.
And just add us on Snap. Rock would love to snap you a few pictures. He'll snap you.
Yeah.
You can see him eating breakfast.
Some of the snaps you may not want. You can see me actually, next time I go to the Knights game, I will snap a picture of the chicken waffle cone.
There you go.
Man, you talking about some good food, chicken waffles at the Knights game.
Chicken and waffles.
Wow. They get real creative there now, aren't they?
They are. They got they put the chicken tenders inside with mac and cheese, and man, that food is so good. I can't wait for lunch today.
Heart attack in a cone.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all right with them. You know, sausage fingers and all. Anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about today on the show. Let's talk about NBA playoffs before we go any farther. The first, you know, we'll talk about Sunday a little bit. For the first time in playoff history, four teams won their first game by 25-plus points. I don't know about y'all. So far, the playoffs have been lackluster, except for the Mavs and Thunder series, I guess. That's the only one that's 1-1 right now.
I mean, it's going as expected. I thought the Hornets would get one in Miami. Last night I was really disappointed. Clifford made no coaching adjustments. Where the hell was Jeremy Lamb at? I mean, Frank Kaminsky has such a mismatch athletically against the Joe Johnsons, the Luol Dangs,
and
the Dwayne Wades, and Justice Winslow, the guy that we passed on.
I knew
Justice
that
was Winslow
coming.
Was looking at Frank Kaminsky like barbecue chicken. This kid, you got him out here trying to check me, really? And Frank is too not strong enough and not experienced enough to take advantage of his height in the post against smaller players.
Well, now that you're talking about it, you know, we lost the first game 123-91, and then last night was 115-103.
But Miami has been shooting ridiculously well. I've never seen this team shoot this
They're shooting layups. They should be shooting well.
They're hitting all their threes, too, though.
Because they're wide open. Wide open.
No, it was a couple. Dragic was just coming off picks and knocking them down. I mean, Kemba kept going under the pick and rolling. He kept just hitting shots.
Pooh Richardson is making threes.
Richardson's still playing?
Nah. I don't know who. I don't know what his
first name is. That's their
Quentin
rookie.
Quentin Richardson? Oh, I just call him Poo-Poo.
He was rookie of the month for the Eastern Conference in March.
He was a pretty good rookie. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a nice pickup for them, dude. Miami Heat are just fine. I mean, the way they play now, too, they're playing new day NBA. They're playing athletic players. You know, a three-man that's playing the four. A six-foot-eight guy that's playing the four. That can shoot three. Frank Kaminsky, I don't know what he is. He's not strong enough to be a five. He's damn sure not quick enough to be a four.
There's a couple of things in this series right now we're missing. First and foremost, Bismack Biyombo.
Man,
because we need a shot blocker. Exactly. We have nobody block shots.
Whiteside is just eating whoever is up out there.
And
them alive.
Steve Clifford's getting out coached.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. You ain't making no changes. And it to me, tell me if I'm wrong, but in the playoffs right now so far, we play the same six or seven guys the whole game.
We're playing
what happened to Jeremy Lamb that played a big part in the season? What happened to Spencer Haas who played a big part in the season? These guys were playing. Troy Daniels were playing big minutes in the season.
Yeah,
he's not playing now.
Yeah, he got them through a key stretch when there were some injuries, and Troy Daniels actually won some games where he was in double figures. So I don't understand why he's not playing a more significant role in the series either.
It boggles my mind why Clifford does not go beyond that six or seven man. This is why Steve Clifford kills me. This is why I tell him he's dummy of the week every single week.
Wow.
On this show. The adjustments.
I mean, Courtney Lee isn't giving us anything. Marvin Williams,
he's probably the bigger disappointment.
Another miserable night. His first two games, I think he's, 1 of 17?
He's shooting horrible. He is terrible. And guess what's even worse? His defense sucks.
Yeah. His plus minus is minus 18.
Frank Kaminsky is better defensively than Marvin Williams.
And that's saying something.
There's no athletic guys on our team. Wait a minute, Miami Heat drafted athletic guy in Justice Winslow.
Wonder why.
And we could got 9 draft picks, but we got Kaminsky, and we're probably going to get swept the way it's going right now.
Sure looks
that way. They better rediscover Jeremy Lamb. He's a better
he's huge.
A better athletic matchup. And I mean, Frank Kaminsky just he's not ready for the playoffs.
I'm not playing Frank. I'm Marvin Williams. Frank. First of all, I'm not starting Marvin Williams. He needs to be coming off the bench.
And Courtney Lee last night, 42 minutes, 12 points. I mean, you're paying all those minutes. What are you doing? Nick Batum is probably out for the rest of the series after he sprained his ankle. So they're going to have to pull Jeremy Lamb. Without Nick Batum, though, I don't think they can beat the Heat now, man.
They just don't have the offense without Batum out there.
Well, we ain't going to put Trey Daniels in, so I mean, that could be offense right there, but I don't think he's on play.
Realistically, as a Hornets fan, you know this team isn't playing to June, but you would have liked to at least seen them play till May,
right.
The first part of May, well, the second round.
Like I was telling my wife last night, I like to at least see two wins from this series.
At this point, where are they coming from? Where are the wins coming from?
You can beat this Heat team. If you play Troy Daniels, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. Play Courtney Lee does not need to play 42 minutes. Courtney Lee is not a 42-minute game player.
True.
And D-Wade is eating him alive right now, man.
Right. I mean,
we're not hitting the three ball. The Hornets are not hitting the three
ball. Where they were 1-15 last night on behind the arc at one point.
And without that, that's a key weapon for the Hornets. Al had a nice little run in the second quarter, but he was gassed, and he can't defend. But Clifford keeps leaving him out there. Like, Steve, you got to do something else, man.
I'm just glad he brought in Haas at some point.
Yeah.
When they're down 10, 11 points late in the game, bring him in earlier. This is an experienced guy.
To me, I would do a different starting lineup because the lineup you're starting with is not working, and we're getting blown out in the first quarter.
Well, we were
– I mean, we were tied last night.
We were close, 29 apiece. Zeller, before he got in foul trouble, had 7 quick points. And then after that, Zeller didn't take any shots. I don't understand what's going on. Clifford is not coaching to the matchups. And it shows that Spo has all the experience, a guy that's went to 4 straight finals with a team, a guy that's dealt with enormous pressure of winning and winning titles, and then a Hall of Fame shooting guard that's won 3 championships.
Right. This speaks to the organization that Spoelstra's from, too. You got Pat Riley, who has that history of winning, that pedigree there, and just the stability that the Heat has as an organization, whereas the Hornets are still in that phase of trying to find their identity. They're still trying to – it seems like they go a different direction each year with the draft as far as what kind of guy we want to bring in. Then a guy gets shipped out that was a key piece to the previous team. You know, I think of Josh McRoberts, how he was a key piece way back, and they let him go. And, you know, each offseason it seems to be something different, and I don't get it.
No, you're right. Every season, and that Clifford surprised me this year, the way he was playing the bench players, the way he was going 8-9 deep, you know, when people were not hurt. You know, he was right. Going deep into the bench. Towards the end of the season, the playoffs, only 6 or 7 you guys can play now.
Right.
Unless it's a blowout.
And I keep hearing the analysts talking about the Hornets analysts, Steve Clifford's system. You got to get out of this system thing.
Yep.
The NBA is all about matchups, man. Who has the better matchup?
Yeah.
Right now, Miami has a way better matchup than we have.
Well, especially with Batum being out. So, all right, we're saying all that. Do we see them winning game 3 and 4, making it 2-2?
If they want a chance, they got to win Saturday night. If they don't win Saturday night, they probably get swept.
I agree. I don't – and as it is, I don't see them winning both games in Charlotte. I just don't see it.
They haven't won a single playoff game since 2003.
12 straight playoff losses now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And we're playing a Heat team that does not have LeBron James. I know how well they have been shooting lights out. I'll give them that. But you have to make some adjustments to try to defend them better. You know, Saturday night's key. You got to win that game. I think they do. I think they lose maybe 3-4-1. I think they win at least one game in Charlotte. So –
man, please.
We'll see.
Make some progress. Make a step in the right direction. Win one game in this series.
Right. Hopefully win at least one.
But this team, currently comprised as it is, will not win a championship.
No.
Is not close to winning a championship. So what are we really rooting for down here in Charlotte?
Listen, I've talked about it on this show, right? Steve Clifford is not going to win you a championship. He's not going to win you a championship in Charlotte.
Now, it'd be different if we had the talent to win a championship.
We don't have the talent to win a championship. We had talent. We are lacking a superstar.
Now. No, we got a little bit of talent. We still can't win a championship.
No, but we can't
beat the Cavs. We can't beat the Warriors. We can't beat the Spurs. We can't beat the Thunder in a 7-game series. The teams that will more than likely win the championship.
But me and you both talked about on this show, we can get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. We should get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I mean, I'm just saying, because Indiana should beat Toronto. Even if we beat them, we got a good chance of beating Toronto if we get by this team. If
Toronto ain't going to win no championship either.
Well, no, I'm not saying we'll win a championship, but at least we compete for the Eastern Conference Finals or semifinals at least.
Right.
We got money.
It's weird how this team seems to be, they mismatch with all these other teams in the conference where you see, I mean, because you have this middle tier in the Eastern Conference where you have these teams with the same records, but the Hornets seem to be grossly outmatched against all of them for some reason. It's difficult to kind of see what steps the Hornets need to make next to get the team better.
They do need a superstar on the team, but that's not going to happen. Not unless we find one through the draft.
That's the only way
we'll get somebody. But we can build a team. And I'm talking about Steve, and that's the weirdest thing. During the season, Steve Clifford went 9-10. He used all his bench. He used a team.
Right.
We can do a San Antonio-style team where everybody contributes and shoots and plays defense and everything. But we stopped doing that going into the playoffs. In the playoffs, we're not playing Jeremy Lamb. We're not playing Spencer. We're not playing Torrey Daniels any minutes unless they're blown out.
And I think that if you have a team that's devoid of a superstar, you have to go a little deeper in the bench because you have to get more minutes out of guys who may not be of the same quality of the teams that have the superstar. So I definitely agree with you on that.
That's what I'm saying. Torrey Daniels should be playing more minutes than Courtney Lee. I mean, there's no way Courtney Lee should be playing 42 minutes in a game.
I mean, Clifford needs to get the pulse of this team and figure something out because he looks terrible out there.
But what we'll do is we'll go game 3 and 4, and we'll play the same 6 and 7 guys. And that's the mistake.
Trust in the system.
But this team is way overachieved this year. We've all said that they way over – because I thought they would win 25 games.
I thought they would win about 35 games and compete for the eighth spot. Winning 48 games was huge, though.
It's huge, but, I mean, if you get swept in the first-round playoffs, you know what it means? Nothing.
Exactly.
You're going back to build for next year.
I think part of it, too, that played into the Hornets' success this year is there's been a drop-off in the Western Conference. Outside the top three teams, there really hasn't been a lot to talk about with the Western Conference. Yep. Even the Clippers, to some degree, have kind of underachieved in spite of them winning over 50 games. I mean – yeah, you had Blake Griffin out.
Well,
he was
out a lot. So, yeah. You know.
I mean, so they got out a good bit out of the guys that were left there. But do you think that they really met expectations at the end of the day? I guess they have to go deep into the playoffs before you can really make that judgment.
With the Clippers concerned, if they don't get to the finals, the Western Conference, it's been a failure for them because that team has underachieved for years.
True.
So some other Eastern Conference playoffs. The Raptors and Pacers are tied at 1 now. Pacers won game 1. Thoughts on that series?
It's a lot of Paul George. If Indiana wants to win, Paul George is to keep doing the heavy lifting, but I think they're just asking too much. And I can't see DeRozan and Lowry continue to shoot as woefully as they've been shooting.
DeRozan's been – I think he's going to continue because he got Paul George guarding him.
For 16 for 73 combined between those two guys, I think they get it going on the road. I think it was a lot of pressure for them to win at home because they've lost the last 2 years on their home floor in playoff series. So, I think that's putting more pressure on themselves.
What pressure they got?
To get out of the first round.
They play in front of Drake. Tell me another Toronto fan that go. Tell me somebody in Toronto. They ain't got nobody.
They
Toronto.
Got all those fans.
I think you just point out the problem with Toronto, that their biggest fan is Drake.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, seriously.
It's the Drake curse. It's you saw Drake what curse. He did to Serena Williams last year.
You saw what he did to Kentucky when they were on their quote-unquote undefeated run a few years back. So
the Drake curse.
The Drake curse.
You can't win 55, almost 60 games, and you got a curse. Come on. This team, this is another Eastern Conference team. Is like, come on, man. When y'all grow up? Yeah. At some point, y'all got to grow up. And
I think they're still better than Indiana. They'll get out the first round.
You think they'll get all right?
They'll get out the first round. But they better win. They got to win one of these two games in Indiana to assure themselves at least getting home court back.
But still, if you're a one or a two seed, you shouldn't be pushed to six or seven games in the first round. If you want to call yourself a legitimate championship contender.
Shoot, Boston, the year they won in 08, their first two rounds, they went seven games.
Yeah, but they were playing the Cavs. And
they played – who they played in the first round? They played Atlanta or somebody and got pushed seven games.
But the Pacers, man, I think the Pacers can win this series. I think they need to win game three. But George – I mean, when you got somebody like George on your team, you're never out of a series.
No, yeah. That kid can fill it up.
The Hawks are up 2-0 right now. Avery Bradley is out at least the rest of this series. And if you're watching them, that pitiful game one performance where you score 7 points in a quarter, I don't care who you are, you don't score 7 points in a quarter. let me give you a little – you know, I'm at the Knights game and the opposing team, Norfolk Tide scored 14 runs. All right, you scored less points in a basketball game than they did in a baseball.
Man,
it's going
an interesting perspective to put that.
That's how sad that is.
Man,
I mean, you got to look at Boston though. They aren't great outside shooting team. They depend on a small guard to get them offense, and he's not a high percentage shooter. He's a volume shooter,
right?
So, it is what it is. Jeff Teague is a tough matchup for them. He's a big guard. He gets in the paint. And then they bring Schrader in, and Schrader's just as quick. It's just taking energy from them.
But Avery Bradley is not the offensive answer anyway. You still got to score more than 7 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
I just – come on, man.
Boston still needs a superstar, too.
No, they do. The only way these teams will get one is we draft. That's it.
And well, Boston is a good spot.
Isn't Boston ain't getting a all-star coming to Boston.
But didn't Boston compile some draft picks through some deals they made the past few off-seasons? So they're in a decent position to get that guy. It's just a matter of, you know, playing it out.
I'm glad you said that. Yes, because as a matter of fact, they offered Charlotte 9 draft picks for Frank Kaminsky last year.
I mean, but you look at the
and
draft.
And they didn't jump on that?
No, we didn't.
If you look at the draft, if you don't have one of the top three picks, the fourth and fifth guy in the draft is not going to come and save your franchise.
But what did I just say? If you had draft picks, you could draft talented guys, and you could go 10 deep on your bench. You talking about you ain't got no talent. Let's get a roster of talent. Hmm. Boston's doing it. Boston's doing it just fine.
And they about to get swept.
Hey, they ain't going to get swept.
They going to get swept.
They're winning a game.
Okay.
Then we had the Cavs are up 2-0 right now. The Pistons, they blew out the Pistons last night. They tied the NBA record 23-pointers.
Detroit needed to get game one. Detroit hit 15 three-pointers in game one and lost. Detroit ain't going to hit 15 three-pointers the rest of this series.
You're right about that.
So it's going to be a long series for Detroit. You see Andre Drummond from – yeah, it's over. You see Andre Drummond from the free throw line last night?
No.
4 for 17 or 4 for 18. He's pitiful, man. Absolutely pitiful.
Worse than DeAndre Jordan?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty
way
bad.
Worse.
Wow. Hey, DeAndre's made 7 the last 7 of 14. Listen, I'm not watching any Cleveland Cavs games this postseason. I'm not. I'm not watching them unless they play the Hornets or they're in the NBA Finals. I might watch them. I'm not watching a Cavs game. Because you know what's going to happen? They're going to get to the NBA Finals and lose. So why even watch it?
There's a countdown already for when LeBron is about to go 2-5 in the finals. Man, Damn, come on, Bron, man. You got to get one for the land. This is you guys here.
The only way they will win is if they do like they did in game one, where LeBron had 11 assists and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love scored 30 points.
But you don't get the
same
way. But
they have to be there to actually play. And,
and you don't get that Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving every game consistently.
But that's the only way they're going to win one. Yeah. You know, and LeBron James, let me just say this real fast. Why are you giving a smug look because you made a three? Yeah, of course they don't leave you wide open to shoot a three-pointer. You don't hit threes.
Exactly.
But he hit the three and was like, why you leave me open? Why do you think he left you open?
Exactly.
You ain't buckets. then we in the Western Conference, the Mavs won game two, 85-84. They're tied with the Thunder.
That was an ugly-ass game. Kevin Durant, what were you, 7-for-33? How did you go 7-for-33?
Didn't he go like 1-for-12 in the fourth quarter? I mean, his shooting percentage was just horrible. That's when you have to show up. You gotta close those games out,
especially on the against an undermanned Mavs team. Darren Williams gimpy up the court. No Chandler Parsons.
You got old man Raymond Felton. He's like 45 and putting up 28 points and 11 assists. Raymond Felton.
And that's what worries you about the Thunder. It's like,
where was Westbrook?
Westbrook was there. But
you scored 84 points against a Mavs team that has no. Who you got to worry about them shot them block? Sasha Pavlovich or you talking about JaVale McGee?
McGee ain't gonna play.
That's what I'm saying. But that's their biggest defense. The guys they have.
That's a Shaq and Fury right there.
They got Zaza Pachulia down there.
Yeah,
they got
Pachulia.
Charlie Villanueva just trying to interrupt dance steps.
Wow.
Why are you dancing? You were getting ready to dance yourself out of the playoffs.
They aren't going to lose to the Mavs. Right. Come on now.
All right.
They beat them by so much in game one. They just came in a little lackluster. No, they don't. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the most frustrating teams in all of professional sports. You know they have the talent to win. They have two superstars on that team, but they have brain farts and only score 84 points against the Mavs.
And Billy Donovan. Billy, what are you doing? Kevin Durant is shooting 1-for-15. Russell Westbrook was shooting a three-pointer. He's not that great of a three-point shooter.
He's the worst three-point shooter in the league.
Right. He should have drove to the basket. And you got him shooting a three to try to win the game.
Wow.
Billy Donovan is not drawing up any plays. Russ and KD are like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to come off a pick. I'm going to shoot this three, man. If it goes in, great.
So another coach killer, huh? All right.
So, no, it's just that's how they're used to playing.
Man. So is the series over?
It's over. Oklahoma City is
4-1?
Yeah, Oklahoma City is not going to lose another game in this series.
4-1?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Dallas might take one of their home games. I say 4-2.
They're going 4-2, dude. Mark Cuban's not going to let them
first
lose the
game. Game one, Dallas scored 70 points. Game two, Dallas scored 85 points.
Hey, they
I
won.
Don't see Oklahoma City scoring less than 100
what's
points.
What's the best philosophy for them to win? Score 70, 80 points. That's the only way they're going
injure
to win the series.
Injure Westbrook or injure Durant?
No, they're getting their head, which they have. You already got in their head.
Yeah, they made them mad. Durant and Westbrook are going to go for 60.
They lost.
They're going to go for 60 themselves tonight.
All right. And the Clippers are winning 2-0 on the Blazers. Last night they blew them out once again. The Blazers shot a season low percentage.
Damian Lillard really struggles against the Clippers. Chris Paul, you know, is one of the best defenders in the league still.
When he's not playing Steph.
Nobody can guard Steph, though. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
Lillard last night, 16 missed field goals. And if he doesn't score, if he isn't playing well, Portland has no chance. No chance at all. Portland's just happy to be there after everything they went through from last season to this season. They're just happy to be in the playoffs.
4-0.
Yeah.
4-0.
But I think Lillard's going to be a monster in game three, so – they have a chance to get game three.
I'm going to say 4-2. I think the Blazers get two games at least. I mean, that backcourt is so good. And
But it's young, man. No, it's young. McCollum, no playoff experience. You're leaning on guys like Gerald Henderson.
But I don't.
Oh, Harkless and Mason Plumlee and Noah Vonleh. I mean, they're leaning on you.
The names are rattling off here.
Come on now.
But, dude, I'm telling you, what do the Clippers not have that we haven't seen yet? A killer instinct.
True.
So I don't think there's any way they sweeten them 4-0. There's no way.
Well, they can start learning to build from them. Maybe they're mad from last year.
Yeah, so they should be
to
mad.
The pitiful Houston Rockets.
They should be mad.
They should
How's
be mad.
How's the Houston Rockets doing, by the way? Oh, we'll get her to talk. Oh, the Houston Rockets. Oh, the Houston Rockets.
No Steph Curry.
I don't even
no
know
problem.
What to say, man. The Warriors beating them 2-0. No Steph Curry. Did they score 80 points this game? Oh, no, that was the Grizzlies. That's who I was thinking, man. Them Grizzlies. But, you know, I don't know who's worse, the Rockets or the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies have an excuse. They are decimated by injuries. The Rockets just don't like each other. But if you are a Dwight Howard or James Harden fan, guess what? These are the last two games. These guys are going to play with each other, so you don't have to worry about seeing this tandem ever again.
James Harden, can you just step in somebody's way? I'm just asking you to stand in front of somebody, dude. I mean, you ain't got to stand there long. Just stand there.
Maybe he was a matador in his former life.
Obviously.
I've never in my life seen somebody play so bad defense.
Me either.
I play better defense at the Y.
If you were in,
I mean, I'm just saying.
See, I don't get this. If you were in high school and you did that, or in college and you did that, wouldn't your coach yank you out the game?
Right.
Just because you throw up 30 shots for your team, they can't pull you out.
Well, he did play for Herb Sendek in college, so.
Who?
James Harden.
Arizona State. Shots fired.
I forgot about that. No wonder.
Yeah.
What, you know, Sendek slows it down to, like, he's playing an Ivy League team. But he used to play defense when he was
in Oklahoma City.
Who?
Harden.
No, he didn't.
When he was coming off the bench.
Yeah. You had Serge Ibaka behind you. You had to play a little defense.
He didn't play this.
You went from a great dancer to freaking grandma dancing at the, you know, it's horrible. It's absolutely a horrible person that's behind you now. You went from Serge Ibaka to Dwight Howard, who doesn't play defense compared to Serge. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that the knock on the Thunder when they made their first trip to the finals and they wet the bed against the Heat, one of the primary guys that they ragged on was Harden, that he didn't show up in that finals like he did through all the other playoff games leading up to there. So there's been a narrative on Harden a long time as far as how he performs playoff basketball. So he's going to have to do a lot from here on out to kind of shake that reputation.
Yeah,
exactly.
4-0.
No question.
Warriors. Yeah.
I wouldn't play Steph Curry. 4-0. Don't play Steph Curry. Get him ready for the Clippers.
You don't have to start your starting five. Just play your bench.
They can
against
do that.
The Rockets.
I'm being serious. Are deep. The Warriors are deep.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you play against the Rockets.
And Sean Livingston, we forget Sean Livingston was a top five pick when he came out of high school, man. There were comparisons of the next Penny Hardaway for this kid.
It's like the fountain of youth. The guy went to Golden State, and, hey, I'm 25 again. I ain't got no knee injuries.
I'm still 6'9". They're trying to guard me with little guards. I'm going to shoot right over the top, take them right down to the post. Mismatches, matchup nightmare.
He just makes shots all over the floor. I've seen him take mid-range shots and hit. He's taking a few threes every once in a while. Just seems like no matter where you put him on,
he's going to throw it down.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, the only thing I'll ask, can you stop playing your dad at horse because your dad blew his knee out, I think, playing basketball against you.
Wow.
That's the reason he's not being on TV.
No, it was in Cleveland a couple Sundays before. You know, that Sunday they were in Cleveland. They got blown out. He fell and busted his knee in the locker room or something, Dale Curry.
All right. Well, hopefully he gets back.
He'll be back in time to see the Warriors raise the banner, or at least compete for a banner.
And last but not least, the best series of the first round, the Spurs and the Grizzlies.
Right.
Woo.
If you were a Spurs fan, you was like, yes, we got to pass right to the second round. It hasn't even been close.
I don't understand. I mean, at least Lance Stephenson's been playing good for them, but then he doesn't play. Like, right. It's strange. He scored like 10 points in a row in the second quarter. The coach didn't play him at all in the third. I'm like, all right. I mean, you ain't got many options on that team. You got Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes. The only thing he's worried about chasing is Derek Fisher.
But Jaeger knows he has to play Matt Barnes, or Matt Barnes might beat him up. So it's like, yo, man, how many minutes you need tonight? Go ahead, go out there.
Yeah, that's his anger management tactic. Give him as many minutes as he wants.
Right? Get him tired, exhausted, so you won't come after me after the game. Because he's trying to holler at Gloria, too. Gloria.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Zebo because Mark Gasol's out there, so all of the big men for the Spurs just collapse on him whenever he gets the ball.
And you ain't got Michael Conley. You got Jordan Formore.
the resurrected Jordan Formore.
Wait a minute. They scored 74 first game, 69 the second.
63.
Whew.
Or something like that. It was
63.
They was in the 60s.
Can we sub them out for the UConn women? I'd rather watch the UConn women against San Antonio.
But I feel bad for Memphis, and we know this team isn't going to come back the way it – even whenever all the players get healthy, come back the same way. Gasol might leave. Conley is there's a good chance Conley leaves. Zebo is old. They might just cut him.
They need to. They need to blow it up. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. If you ain't winning a championship or at least contending for a championship, which they haven't, they made it past the second round at least, or to the second round, blow it up. I mean, you ain't doing nothing else.
And it's kind of sad what happened to Memphis, because I think they finished 2-8 down the stretch. And just think, if they had gone .500, they probably would have been in the middle of the pack as far as seeding is concerned. They would have been maybe in a 4-5 matchup, which probably would have been more favorable to them than the Spurs, obviously. But, I mean, just to not have your key players there at such a critical part of the season is just sad to see what happened with Memphis.
Yeah, if you're not playing one of the top three seeds, except for Dallas playing Clippers, then you're in good shape.
Yeah.
You know, if you can play, I'd rather play the Thunder or Clippers than play San Antonio or Golden State in the first round of playoffs. But it's so bad. I can't even watch any more San Antonio and Memphis. I can't put myself through it. I mean, it's horrible.
And when you think about it, and I think that going back to my earlier point about how there's the drop-off in the Western Conference, you've seen the less compelling matchups there were in the past. I mean, even the 1-8 matchups were at least entertaining, but we're not seeing that this year in the Western Conference. I mean, games are basically over in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. The only two series would be interesting, the Clippers and Blazers and the Mavs and Thunder. That's it. But that's really been the only two interesting series in all of basketball. I mean, besides the Indiana series, maybe.
Right.
Has been this playoff so far, it's been kind of lackluster as far as games go. I mean, there's four blowouts of 25 points, you know, the first game. So, I mean, at least the next games were closer so far, except for Memphis. Anyway, that is all for today's show. Big Shot, you got anything? And Memphis, I'm playing you way. I'm playing you out, man, because there's no easy way out on this one.
Always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere.
I'm out. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll see you later. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. Everybody else, we'll see you later. We got another show coming up for tomorrow.
All right.